dictation for Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L, Anderson, excuse me, Andres for, dictation for Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, Pyle, P-Y-L-E, May 1877, addresses a letter to Dr. Russell Anderson, 875-5169. Dear Dr. Anderson, follow-up for Stephanie, chronic kidney disease, underlying primary biliary cholangitis, last visit in August. We'll have a second opinion for progressive renal failure, University of Michigan, the first week of December, follows with the liver specialist in Lansing. Since the last visit in August, no hospital emergency room. She has morbid obesity, has gained weight from 308 to 313, comes accompanied with husband, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, or changes in appetite, no abdominal discomfort, no blood melanoma, some frequency urine, but no cloudiness or blood, stable dyspnea, denies purulent material hemoptysis or chest pain or lightheadedness, some pruritus, but no skin rash, no decrease in urination, minor edema, no focal, no other neurological problems. Next paragraph, medication list review. Notice bicarbonate replacement, blood pressure, losartan, HCTC. For her liver abnormalities, takes ursodiol, U-R-S-O-D-I-O-L. Next paragraph, pressing weight 313, blood pressure 122-70. By nurse, alert oriented sign 3, no respiratory distress, overweight, lungs are clear, no pericardial rapport arrhythmia, no abdominal distension, ascites, tenderness, minimal edema, no neurological deficit, I don't see a skin rash, no neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry, November, creatinine 1.92, previously 2.48. Normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis 17 with a high chloride 110, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, white blood cell platelets, there is anemia 11.1. Previous serology, negative for antinuclear antibodies, normal complements, negative ANCA testing, negative HIV, no monoclonal protein, negative hepatitis B and C. Urine shows no blood protein or cells. The protein creatinine ratio is a low level 0.42. This is not the necrotic range. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease. I don't see evidence for active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. Kidney function has improved. They might have been a component of pre-renal state. Present volume status appears to be normal, tolerating blood pressure control with losartan HCTC. Blood pressure in the office is in the normal level without symptoms of lightheadedness. No documented anatomical obstruction or urinary retention. She has underlying primary biliary cirrhosis. Again, I don't see inflammatory activity on the kidneys. She does have metabolic acidosis, which appears to be more than I expected for present level of kidney function, continued bicarbonate replacement. She has no symptoms of uremia. There is anemia, but no external bleeding. We consider EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Other chemistries are stable, continue chemistries in a regular basis. We'll see if there is any further thoughts from University of Michigan. Otherwise, plan to see her back on the next 3 to 4 months. Is my understanding her liver abnormalities are clinically stable. End of dictation.